Let's go to set me as a seal, please, and we'll work some sections of this. First thing I'm going to look at is page 3. This is the blue one. At least they're different colors. We're going to work on 3 per minute. So we have these two parts in a contrary motion. So top parts are coming from high to low, and bottom parts are coming from low to high, which is a really nice effect. So the two top parts on 4 love, this is pick up to 12. Let's try to read that. So after 3, 1, 2, 3. Just the top parts I'm doing right now, sorry. Try that again. And we're opening to da. Watch that vowel. So we're all matching up eh sound. Go back to 4 love. 1, 2, 6.
For love is strong as death.
3, 4, 1, 2, 3. We hold that out forever. Yeah, 2 measures there. We're all meeting on the same note. Good. And then we're here for tenors and basses. Same spot. Pick up the 12. So 1, 2, 6. Sometimes it's open force. Interesting. What's happening there? So let's get into that. Let's try that with everyone. Really slow. After 3. 1, 2. So we're all matching that up too. So really lots of space on that. So we're not getting hearts with the R sound in there. Think about staying right on that vowel. And that T can be really nice if we do that all together. Right on after beat 3. And I think we need to catch a breath there. So that would be a seal of wonder. That's in measure 20, right before upon. Good, let's try that again. Same spot, pick up to 12. So 1, 2, 3. Measure 25. Good. And that could really bite into the thump on that. Really dramatic. That will be off on beat 1. Good. Next section, let's look at where we divide into 3 for altos and first and second sopranos, which is bottom of 6. So we have some chords here that happen. So let's just check our notes before we put it in context. Let's do drown. So this is altos, second, first. Really slow, ready, go. putting that T on. It's it, yeah. Someone circled it on my copy. One of measure 41. So if you hear this happening, you'll never hear a better description of minor or major chords. Minor is sad, and major is happy. That's exactly what's happening throughout this song. And the key changes really bring that out. So think about that as well as we build these chords. Let's get into that from, how about Many Waters? Bottom of five. So that's Many Waters. Soft T there. That's it. Let's just do soprano and alto really lightly like that. Sometimes it's nice to not sing a full voice, to listen a little bit more. So that's bottom of five. Ready, go. And they have the Jurassic Park theme on the bottom of the six.
I was just thinking about that.
Are
there words to
that? Okay, so we're back on bottom of five. Many, ready, go. I like this section a lot too, even though they're kind of written in there. So let's look at our loves. We'll just work on those separately to tune them up. So bottom of seven, last measure of seven, we have. So actually listen to the chord progressions just one time. So this is the first one. Next. Decreasing in volume. For the first one, we can be forte, kind of crescendo that. Then we're mezzo forte for measure 47, and that can obviously decrescendo into the mezzo piano there for the last one. So it's like a rule of three. Sometimes in acting, when you have this rule, or in music, you never want to do the same word the same time when it's in a row. You want to vary it up for variety's sake. So let's sing the loves now. I'm starting with the one on last measure of seven. Ready, go. Good, so now we're getting a sense of where the notes are. Think about the, some of us are doing this, love, and opening while we're singing the vowel, which has kind of a sliding effect to it. So we want to get right onto that vowel. Attack it. Well, the first one. So I'm opening right away to that. Rather than la. Let's try that again. Just those chords.
Here's the trick. We have to measure before that to get up to those pitches.
Yeah. Well, I just want to work the effect of these. Let's try that one more time, and then I'll get you into it. Sorry. So. Hit this one forte and crescendo it. Ready, go. One, two, three, four, softer. Fading, and two, three, four. And that's a soft cut up. Nice, we're tuning this up, it's really nice. So parts into that are, sopranos are doing, cannot quench the, and I really feel like this is the apex of the whole piece, and obviously fits in well with that theme, so we want to work on this section, make it really dramatic, because I feel like the whole piece builds to this moment. So sopranos sing that, cannot quench, and we'll do all three loves. Oh, sure. Yeah, that's good. Sorry. One, two, ready, go. Sopranos. Two, three, four. Soft. Uh-huh. Watch the R and watchers so we don't get a hard T there. And sometimes it's sounding like, not for sopranos, but for everyone, like cannot. So open up a little taller. Cannot quench love. Good. Altos, let's do yours. 44. One. Can't stand it. Yeah, that's it. It's funny for speaking, not singing. Especially in this style. So, altos, ready, go. And I heard a nice ab all in there. And then let's back up for tenors into neither, which is measure 42, top of 7. So we get a nice neither, obviously not neither. So 1, 2, ready, go. This last chord is really all treble clef notes. It puts it really high for the basses, I think, but it has an interesting effect. So you're shifting all the voicing way up here. Okay, basses, let's do yours at the same spot, neither. So we're going from here to here. Ready, go. Neither. Ready, go. This chain is keyed so many times though. So that is sad seconds. So let that chord soak in just a little bit. It's really pretty. This is like a F2 chord or F9. So these two notes are right next to each other, which gives us that dissonance in a nice way. Let's try that. And we're at piano here, so don't come in too loud, anybody. So 1, 2, ready, go. Or just the top voices, keep going. At the top of nine, those triads. Listen to it once. Okay, so let's sing that. This is 56. Ready, go. Sopranos are too low. So let's do seconds. So you're singing and then back to this low. Good. Altos are doing. And first. Same note. Good. Put that back together and let's spell the chord. So altos, hold set, second, first. Ready, go. Nice, good. And I like that section a lot. So you're doing these block chords there while we have the lower voices singing our melody. Good. Let's get into that with everybody now and see how we do. Go back to bottom of eight. Okay? So make sure this is not too loud. Keep it really light and watch too much S here, just a little tiny bit. So go right to the S so we don't get a bunch of snakes coming up. So one, two, ready, go. Same kind of thing. Parts are moving in different directions there. And interesting that it now is turning into this, and when earlier it was this, minor and spooky. You know, it's a totally different feel, so we're going to a different place there. Musically, let's look at, how about for the sopranos and altos, top of 11. For the strongest death. We'll just do that phrase. So that is measure 71, pick up to 72. So one, two, sing. That first part of that beat, even though we're soft there, just to give it a little weight, and then that can kind of fade up. I think it's nicer to not have a definite cutoff. So don't count. Now everyone will cut off perfectly on beat three if I say that. let's look at bottom voices. Same spot for love. Let's do tenor really quick. Top of 11. That is measure 71, pick up to 72. Ready, go. So we're all ending on that same note. Good. And then basses. there. 71, pick up to 72. Ready, go. Sorry, strong is B flat. Love is strong as death. Uh-huh, try that one more time, basses.
For love is strong as death. For love is strong as
death. There it is, good. Got lots of high Bs in this piece. Let's put that together. Let's just go from that spot. 71, pick up to 72. So after three, one, two, six. And there, we'll hold the with a little hum, just a little tiny bit though, not too much. Let's check these notes. We'll do soprano amens. The first one is at 70, 80. So you do with altos, amen. And then you do, two, three. So it's, altos are holding this, sopranos move up. One, two, three, four, one. So measure 81 only has two notes for you. One, two, three, four. That's it. Good. And the altos are doing with everyone else. And then you hold. Oh, you left out. Stay on that note. And you're home free. And then tenors are doing. Good. And basses, you're on that same note. One, two, three. You move with sopranos. It is for you guys too, yeah. One, two, three, four. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like for me it was just the tenors, but you will do that. Yes. On what measure?
On 80, I thought we
sing. Yes. Oh, yes. We're going to all sing together. Right. Thank you for clarifying that. So everyone's singing at. We don't want to leave them out.
Okay.
Everyone will sing the same pitches there. Amen. See if we can put the whole thing together. Thank you. Nice. Still some details to work, but this is coming along really well. Beautiful piece. It's really, really well constructed.
Do they say that this
the
dedicated
North Coast
District?
Yeah.
Look at the top.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the old. That was the founding director of.
That was Susan Young. She was the one. Yeah.
So we better not screw it up. All right.